American Democracy Under Institutional Strain. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, died Wednesday at 71 from an aortic dissection. A 24-year Senate veteran and prominent voice on the Armed Services Committee, Graham leaves a vacancy with immediate political implications. His sister has been sworn in as interim senator, a striking personal dimension to what is ordinarily a routine gubernatorial appointment. South Carolina is reliably Republican, so the partisan arithmetic changes little, but Graham's absence in foreign policy debates will be felt at precisely the moment when Gulf and Ukraine crises demand experienced Senate voices. A federal judge voided the so-called Anti-Weaponization Fund settlement, a $1.776 billion IRS deal that included an addendum barring audits of Trump and his family, and referred the lawyers involved for professional discipline. The ruling represents a sharp rebuke of an attempt to use a civil settlement to preemptively immunize a sitting president from tax scrutiny. Separately, emails obtained by reporters reportedly show that Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche was personally directing the administration's retribution campaign against perceived political enemies, contradicting his public framing as a moderating influence within the Justice Department. Trump also paid E. Jean Carroll $5.6 million in the sexual abuse civil case, resolving a financial obligation that has wound through courts since 2023. The Justice Department has subpoenaed four New York Times journalists to testify before a grand jury, a serious instrument that compels testimony about sources, while the Times simultaneously filed a countersuit against the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, characterizing an investigation into its diversity programs as politically motivated retaliation for its journalism. A Wisconsin judicial panel referred Elon Musk to prosecutors over alleged voter bribery, framing payments or incentives to Wisconsin voters as violations of federal election law. Musk's legal team is expected to argue the spending constitutes constitutionally protected political speech. Separately, at the DOJ's request, a judge vacated the January 6th convictions of several Proud Boys members, a more aggressive step than dropping charges, placing the judiciary in the position of undoing what a prior administration prosecuted. Trump is preparing a primetime address for Thursday in which he plans to present what he calls declassified intelligence showing foreign interference in the 2020 election. The preview arrives after the administration has already gutted the Election Assistance Commission and issued threats to prosecute state officials over voter rolls. Justices Alina Kagan and Amy Coney Barrett, representing the court's liberal and conservative wings respectively, appeared jointly before a House panel to request $228 million for Supreme Court security, citing an anticipated 38% increase in threat levels since the Dobbs decision.